Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is Sunday, July 26, 2015. Today we celebrate the birthdays of two composers and we commemorate the anniversary of the death of a third composer. We'll start with one of the birthdays. We start with Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, born December 8, 1865. This year is his 150th birthday. Now, Finland, especially the city of Helsinki, is planning a variety of activities to celebrate. You can find out more from the website sibelius150.org. Something new planned for this year is the first international Jean Sibelius Composition Competition. There are three categories for the competition: works for choir, works for solo piano, and works for solo violin or violin piano duos. Now, entries have already been submitted for this, but the winners of the competition will have their music performed this autumn. In honor of the 150th birthday of Jean Sibelius, we have one of his most popular compositions, Finlandia. Sibelius composed this in 1899. It was actually a poem set to music for the press celebrations of 1899. These were a protest against increasing censorship from the Russian Empire. To get around the censorship, they would give the piece different names at different concerts where it was to be performed. Names like Happy Feelings at the Awakening of Finnish Spring and the Scandinavian Choral March. Now, the music of this hymn, Finlandia, is used for the Christian hymn, Be Still My Soul. Finlandia is the sixth tableau or movement of the press celebration's music. Organist Colin Howland is playing the 2010 three-manual Robert William Wallace pipe organ at St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Another birthday we're commemorating, the 125th birthday, also December 8th, but born in 1890, is Bohuslav Martinů. And despite the fact he spent his last two decades in exile, Martinů was among the most prolific composers of the 20th century. He was born in a church tower above the Czech Moravian Highlands. He established himself in both Prague and Paris before the Nazi invasion of France forced him to flee to the United States. He became a star in the United States during the 1940s, but returned to Europe permanently in 1956. His folk cantata, The Opening of the Wells, became enormously popular in Czechoslovakia, dealing with the themes of purity, rebirth, and the pain of exile. There's a website devoted to Martinu's music, includes this short interview that Martinu gave in 1942 to an unknown American reporter.
Mr. Martinu, I suppose for me to ask how you feel about being in the United States, but perhaps you would like to express yourself on that subject first.
As a Czech, I am, in a practical sense, a man without a country. It is one of few blessings left in life to find at least one place in the world where freedom exists for the artist and his art to survive. I cannot tell you what it means to have the privilege of being here in America with you.
And we cannot tell you how glad we are to have you here with us, Mr. Martinu. It is also especially gratifying that you can be present during this concert of your music to tell us something about your work in your own words. I notice that your music is generally spoken of as having individualism. To what extent do you consider that true?
This is very flattering, but I think it's correct. However, as you know, a composer's style can become influenced by many things.
Well, in your case, what have been the major influences?
There seems to be three. First, I would say the national music of my own country, Czechoslovakia. The second comes from the English madrigal, and the third from Debussy.
That is very interesting, especially about the English madrigal. When and how did you first become acquainted with that form of music?
It was before the First World War. The English madrigal singers were in Praha, and I heard them. Their songs were fascinating and made a great impression on me.
Was there any special thing about them that attracted you?
Yes, of course. I found great pleasure in the freedom of their polyphony. It was very different from the polyphony of Bach, something entirely new to me. Besides, I recognized in those madrigals qualities that remind me of Czech folk music.
But what about Debussy, Mr. Martinu? What in his music did you most admire?
Well, that is hard to say. Perhaps it was the colors, perhaps the spirit of the music. But of course, I have in mind especially the Nocturne.
What music of yours I have heard has all seemed to be strongly rhythmical.
That is because I am a Czech. The national music of Czechoslovakia is rhythm, strong, vital rhythm. Furthermore, I use Czech folk songs as themes, or I create thematic material similar to them in style.
Which is all very clear in your music, Mr. Martinu, and thank you very much for these revealing few moments with you.
Organist James Warren will perform Bohuslav Martinu's only organ composition, Vigile, which Martinu had not completed by the time of his death in 1959. Bedrick Janicek, a Swedish composer and organist, was the one who revised and completed this composition. Organist James Warren performs on the four-manual 1915 Cavill Call pipe organ at the Basilica del Santísimo Sacramento in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
You are listening to At the Organ.
And now we honor the 90th anniversary of the death of French pianist and composer Erik Satie. It's hard to imagine Erik Satie on the reality show Hoarders, but apparently he would have qualified. Satie spent much of his adult life living in a small apartment that was filthy and loaded with newspapers and umbrellas that nearly buried another unusual thing he had, two grand pianos, one stacked on top of the other. But his living habits were a closely guarded secret. He never let in a single visitor in over 27 years, and he always came out in public neatly dressed and immaculately groomed. It wasn't until later after his death that people found out about his living habits. Now, that apartment is now a museum created to celebrate the life and music of Erik Satie. Arturo Sacchetti will now perform movements 1 through 4 of Satie's Messe des Pauvres, the Mass of the Poor, on a single manual tamburini pipe organ at the Salesian Pontifical University Church in Rome.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
You've been listening to At the Organ, a weekly look at the art and music of the classical organ. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. Send your email to info@attheorgan.com or just go to our website where you can comment on the show. There you can also hear this week's show again or find back episodes. The address is attheorgan.com.